From Washington, this is VOA News. A court in Moscow has sentenced Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to 30 days in jail for staging an unsanctioned rally in the capital. Navalny was detained Monday along with hundreds of his supporters throughout the country in anti-corruption protests aimed at Russian President Vladimir Putin and his allies. Navalny has announced his intention to run for president next year against Putin. He was detained outside his home in Moscow shortly before demonstrators took to the streets there. They also rallied in St. Petersburg and other cities. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
The United States strongly condemns the detention of hundreds of peaceful protesters throughout Russia that happened on June 12th. Detaining peaceful protesters, human rights observers, and journalists is an affront to core democratic values. The United States will monitor the situation, and we will call on the government of Russia to immediately release all peaceful protesters. The Russian people, like people everywhere, deserve a government that supports an open marketplace of ideas, transparent and accountable governance, equal treatment under the law, and the ability to exercise their rights without fear or retribution.
Police in Moscow used pepper spray on the protesters and sometimes pushed them back by beating them with batons. A second United States Court of Appeals has voted to uphold a block on President Trump's executive order restricting travel to the United States from people from six mostly Muslim countries. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruled unanimously Monday against Trump's temporary ban. It said the president overstepped his authority. The three-judge panel said while the Immigration and Nationality Act gives the president broad powers, immigration, even for the president, is not a one-man show. You're listening to the news from the Voice of America. The state of Maryland and the District of Columbia have filed a lawsuit against President Trump, claiming his large business empire violates a part of the U.S. Constitution meant to curb corruption. The suit was filed Monday. It argues that Trump, who is a real estate developer with business interests that include everything from golf courses to skyscrapers to wineries, is using the presidency to enrich himself. The suit alleges that Trump is in violation of a little-known and legally untested section of the Constitution known as the Emoluments Clauses. It's the second lawsuit filed against Trump over emoluments, although legal analysts say this suit is on stronger legal standing and could eventually wind up at the U.S. Supreme Court. The Islamic State is calling on its followers around the world to carry out attacks during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. A purported spokesman for the terror group made his grisly appeal on an audio tape on the ISIS channel on an encrypted messaging website called Telegram. Countries targeted for attack in the message include the United States, Russia, Australia, Iran, Iraq, Syria, the Philippines, and European countries. The Islamic State claimed it was behind last week's twin attacks in Tehran, killing at least 12 people. The spokesman called for more bombings in Iran, said the country is, quote, weaker than a spider's web. ISIS traditionally has rallied its supporters to attack during Ramadan, which began this year on May 26th and lasts until June 24th. A congressman-elect from the northern U.S. state of Montana avoided jail time after pleading guilty Monday to a charge of misdemeanor assault after body-slamming a reporter on the eve of his election to the U.S. House. Greg Gianforte will serve 40 hours of community service, attend 20 hours of anger management classes, and pay $385 in fines and court fees. And finally at this hour, the fate of comedian Bill Cosby is now in the hands of the jury after both sides wrapped up their cases Monday in his sex assault trial near the city of Philadelphia. The 79-year-old Cosby is charged with drugging and assaulting Andrea Constand, a former director of operations of the Temple University women's basketball team. He allegedly gave her pills that paralyzed her and left her unable to resist when he started touching her in his home near Philadelphia. Constand had gone to Cosby's house for dinner and to get advice about her career. Cosby's lawyers used their closing arguments to say she lied on the witness stand about her relationship with Cosby. There's more on these and other stories at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.